The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. I'm an unreliable witness when it comes to Theresa May. I think she's done a phenomenal job under impossible circumstances. Everyone opposes it, but they can't tell her what it is they want. Now she's going to have a fourth go. Adam?
Yeah, she's set out what she called a bold new offer. One last chance, said our Prime Minister. And basically, yeah, you're right, a fourth vote on her Brexit deal. It seems like, yes, there is some movement there on customs relations, workers' rights, the environment, but essentially it's the same thing. So it'll get voted on in the House of Commons in a couple of weeks. And how's this for a giant dangly carrot? This is a carrot for potentially Remainers, Remoners, and leavers with cold feet, which is vote for her revamped EU withdrawal agreement, and MPs can then vote on whether to have a second referendum. Whoa, that's a shift. The only thing is, she still has to get people to vote for her deal in the first place, which still doesn't look like...
Well, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. None of them can tell what they want. I just think it's an impossible job. Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. He's seen his British restaurant empire go bust today. I mean, technically in administration, but bust, really. I mean, once upon a time, known as the Naked Chef, he's well-respected, he's well-liked, but 22 of his 25 restaurants have essentially closed with a loss of over 1,000 jobs. I have to say that his four restaurants in Australia, I believe, are unaffected by this. They'll be fine.
Hard game. Hard industry, this one. Hard industry.
It is. Just and especially his mid-range mass appeal restaurant chain. The only thing is, I think he just got it wrong. I've eaten in three Jamie Italian restaurants, and I was really unimpressed in all three. Yeah. And I think he may just have slipped up there.
Well, Adam, I'm glad you said that. They just try too hard to be different.
That may be it.
You know, too hard to be different. Anyway, I'm glad you can afford to go because of the very attractive salary that we pay you, and that pleases me enormously. You're able to dine out on Macquarie Media. See you tomorrow, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.